You're with Loretta Ryan on ABC Radio Brisbane.
Well, the great Aussie backyard, some might say it's disappearing. I remember we had a big backyard when I was growing up. It was a great place to play. We'd always be down in the backyard. Then when you get older, the backyard takes on a whole new meaning. It certainly keeps you busy with the lawn and the garden, doesn't it? But the backyard really is a place of great wonder for children. And local author Alison Warner has tapped into that magic in her new book, especially for the little ones, called A Year in My Backyard. And Alison is in the studio. Hello, Alison.
Hi, Loretta.
What's the idea behind the book?
Well, the idea was basically being a stay-at-home mum. It's a book of observations that the kids and myself made. Yeah. Yeah.
So, what, you were out in the backyard one day and thought, oh, okay, there's a book in this.
Well, we're in the backyard quite a lot. My kids love the outdoors, and we are fortunate. We live 10 k's out, so we've got an amazing amount of animals that come into our yard.
Yeah.
So when kids are little, they just love it. Mm. You know, everything from, you know, bigger birds to tiny little unusual insects that, they can fascinate them for hours. Yeah.
And the world is so big, isn't it, to the little ones?
Yeah, it is. It is. So they see everything.
Yeah.
They really do. They see everything.
And what did you want the book to do then? Why did you think, okay, I should write about this and illustrate it?
Well, I just think it's, for me personally, it was, it's a recollection of what memories for me and my kids, but also, you know, in this world where, development catches up with us all, and it's sort of a time, you know, it's sort of timely. It's something that I can say, well, at this time we saw all these animals, and you know, it was a really great time. But also, you know, it's for people without backyards too. You know, we go, you know, you can go to the park and see all these great animals too. Mm. So, but you know, I made it because kids really love this stuff.
Yeah. And I hate the thought of losing our backyards, which we sort of are seeing a bit, aren't we, at the moment?
Yeah, we are. Especially where we live, we're in a sort of an area where, you know, it's very high with development. So, so we have in the, you know, we've been out there for 7 years, and in that time we don't have as many insects as we used to have.
Right.
I know when we first moved out there, we had lots of moths, you know, things like that, and we had koalas, frogs, all different types of things that were just, you know, great. Mm. And I think it's important to. To try and remember, you know, to try and hold on to those things if we can. Yeah.
Tell us how you've set out the book, because it really is a month by month thing.
It is a month by month. So basically it's just observations, you know, and it teaches the kids, you know, different seasons bring different animals into existence, and different flowers are flowering, you know, different things are happening with the trees, the barks fall off, you know, the gum trees at a certain time, and different insects will come. So that's why I've done it month by month, because,
Well, let's have a listen to 7-year-old Kate. We thought we'd get a little bit of a recording. This is Kate reading a part of A Year in My Backyard.
January. We swim in the creek in the morning and go back again in the afternoon. It is hot. Big cockroaches are flying in the night. February. Butterflies are hatching everywhere. And all at once. Then the rain comes. March. When we go for a walk into the park and look really closely at the long grass, we see lots and lots of lady beetles. April. The grasshoppers are eating Mum's plants. We find a snake skin on the ground when we plant our winter veggies.
Isn't that beautiful? And I just love the little acting in it too from little Kate. She's just 7. So your kids, did they have fun with you? Did you tell them I'm going to write a book? And did you get their help?
No, not really.
No,
they've got their own things going on. But, a lot of it's obviously reflections of what we talked about. And I did write snippets, you know, it has been written as the kids were growing up and being little. And,
The idea is for young children just to find that natural environment in their backyard.
Yeah, it's you know, it's all about just, you know, it's a busy life. It's about kids just stopping still and making observations.
Mm. You were you concerned that children weren't getting out? out and about, and did you see that sort of happening?
Look, I was as I said, I was a stay-at-home mum, and we struggled to find other people that were doing like-minded things that we were doing. Yeah, a lot of kids were in childcare and not getting out into the environment, and or down to their creek, you know, just to hang out sort of thing. Yeah,
that's the thing, because I remember we were out all the time and going for walks and jumping on the fence and pretending it was a horse, you know.
yeah, just all that fun stuff. And I find a lot of the kids are a bit frightened to do those types of things too.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't think they've been exposed to the outdoors that much. So.
Yeah. And what did your kids say? They've obviously seen the book now.
They like it. Yeah. they really like it. Yeah. And I've done about four book readings with kids, and they all just love it.
Yeah.
They really do. They really do.
Where's it available?
It is available through my website, birdwingbooks.com.au. It's also being stocked at Riverbend Books in Goolimba.
Yeah. And you had a nice launch, didn't you, last month?
I did, yeah. It was so lovely, yeah. The kids just loved it.
That was at the Sanford Farmers Hall.
Yes.
Did you get a lot of people there?
Yes, it was really good. Yeah, it was good.
So a whole heap of things for kids to do. This is a beautiful book. It's A Year in My Backyard. It's got some nice illustrations on the front as well, and perfect for the kids, some pictures in there. And as you heard, you know, it's a simple read for the children, but month by month they can learn what is in their backyard and what's in their native surrounds.
Yeah, they can. And every page has got something that they have to find too, which they really like that element of finding hidden little animals.
Yeah, like can you find six caterpillars? That's in June.
Yeah.
Alison, thank you so much for coming in. Alison Warner, the book A Year in My Backyard, and you can find out more online at birdwingbooks.com.au. Thanks so much for that, Alison.
Thanks, Loretta.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Loretta Ryan.